The best way to learn a language? Immersion. Living where the language is spoken and using it every day. But if that's not in the cards this year, you can still learn a language the second best way. And that's with Babbel. Be a better you in 2024 with Babbel, the science-backed language learning app that actually works. Don't pay hundreds of dollars for private tutors or waste hours on apps that don't really help you speak the language. Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons are handcrafted by over 200 language experts and help you start speaking a new language in as little as 3 weeks. Babbel's designed by real people for real conversations, and their tips and tools are approachable, accessible, rooted in real-life situations, and delivered with conversation-based teaching so you're ready to practice what you've learned in the real world. Here's a special limited-time deal for our listeners. Right now, get up to 60% off your Babbel subscription at babbel.com/bluewire. That's 60% off at babbel.com/bluewire, spelled BABBEL.com/bluewire. Rules and restrictions apply.
With everyone fighting for attention, how can your business stand out and connect with customers? Easy, with Constant Contact. Constant Contact's award-winning marketplace platform has helped millions of small businesses stand out, stay top of mind, and see big results fast. It's okay if you don't know much about marketing. Constant Contact's writing assistant tools and automation features help you craft messaging and say the right things at the right time. I use this to help write and send my email newsletters, and you should too. So get going and start growing your business today with a free trial at ConstantContact.com. Just go to ConstantContact.com right now. Constant Contact, helping the small stand tall. ConstantContact.com.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome back to another episode of Talking Halos. I'm your host today, Jared Timms, and I am joined alongside my co-host, my partners in crime tonight, Nate Green. Nate, got to forget about you because technically I know Jacob's been on the show a lot and, you know, we enjoy talking with him, but technically he is a guest and we have to go through the whole cycle and whole process and all that stuff. Jacob, as my internet says, it's unstable now. Jacob, how you doing? Jacob Cisneros of Halo Heaven.
No, hang out.
Halo, hang out. See, look at that. I'm always off. Throw it out there. Throw it all out. Yeah. There. Where can I find your work? Where can they find you on Twitter? All that fun stuff, man.
Yeah, thanks, Jared. I'm Jacob Cisneros. Can find me on Twitter @_JacobCisneros. Right, as I said, I told Jared, Halo Hangout. All the Angels articles in there, Student Union Sports for all the other stuff as well, college sports.
Yes, and if you do not follow him already on Twitter, go do that. Jacob underscore Cisneros. Okay, yeah. just want to make sure. I'm a little off today after this whole conversation we had before going live. Right, I'm a little off. The internet's off. All that fun stuff. So. Go follow Jacob, one of the great young writers, especially for the Angels. He's got big things ahead of him. If he's going to continue writing, you never know. You never know where it takes you, Jacob, but keep doing your thing because you are doing fantastic things. Without any further ado, let's get this going. I have a couple questions to start us off. before we get into whatever discussion Nate wants to have today, because this is BS discussion.
You're going to put this on me. Don't be mad that I already got you pissed off. All right. Relax.
The simple questions here, Nate. They don't need to go into discussions or anything like that. These are very simple questions right off the bat here for you guys. Ask them on Twitter. Of course, I'd like asking them to you guys as well. Trout and Ohtani combined over under 80 home runs this year in 2023. That's 40 apiece, Nate. I see you doing the math. I know we struggle in school. Jacob, I'm going to start with you. What do you think? Over under 80 home runs.
80 home runs for Ohtani?
And Trout. Combined.
I'm going to say under. Huh? Slightly under. I mean, it's weird to say that, but like if you watch last season, I think it really depends on what Ohtani wants to focus more on, because we saw it last year. He even quoted himself saying like he thought that he was a better pitcher than a hitter last season. I think like if you're studying both sides of the game at the same time, like that's going to be pretty hard to do in a season. So I think that it depends what Ohtani wants to focus on. Does he want to change his mechanics on swinging or change his mechanics on pitching? I think he's going to want to focus on pitching again.
I see that. So under, Nate, go ahead.
I'm all ready to piss you off, actually. Do they have to finish the season on the Angels?
Mm-hmm. I knew that question was going to be asked by you. And combined in 2023, Trout and Ohtani, no matter what team Ohtani finishes the season on, even though I have a weird feeling he's going to get an extension before the season begins. I don't know why. I just have that weird gut feeling that something weird is going to happen.
I had to piss you off, but I'm going over. I think Trout stays healthy this year. I think all you're asking for Ohtani, 35. I think Trout can hit 45 if he's healthy. You know, maybe we give him some of the good baseballs and he gets to 50, who knows, but so I go over, but I didn't know if we were counting if Ohtani got traded.
Yeah. Okay. No more side questions from you, Nate. Nate, I'll start with you on this next one here. Under over 17.5 combined war. 17.5. That is, I'm not going to do the math on it. You can do the math on it. What is that, Nate? 8.5 each? 8.25? Is it 8.25? No. I can't do
eight,
math.
Eight and a half would be 17.
8 points. I don't know. Whatever it is. 17.5 F war. We suck at math here. Talking Halo.
8.75.
Yeah. Under over 17.5 war for those two combined. What do you think?
Over. If Trout is staying healthy, then they're going to be over that, because Trout's going to put up his 10 win season. I know Ohtani will get penalized for his DH. But when you combine the pitching and the hitting, it's got to be somewhere around the 7 to 8 range, like it has been. So I'm going to go over.
Jacob.
Yeah. I actually agree with Nate. I think it's going to go over. Again, Trout's going to be healthy this season, so that's going to factor in a lot. And then, that would be another concern of mine, is war kind of, being a stickler for Ohtani. I know like Judge had like a higher war than him, so like people like started, you know, getting in saying, oh, higher war there. So I think it's gonna be a stickler, but I do think it's gonna be over.
Absolutely. And I've always checked on this stat because Mike Trout plus anybody else, I have a feeling that there we'll see the first, I don't know if it's the first teammates to have 9 win seasons, but it might be pretty close. I'd have to go and see, go check Fangraphs and all that fun stuff to see if that's happened before. I don't think it has, though. I do not think it has. I know I'm probably lagging here a little bit for you guys. Jacob, yeah, just
what
one,
was that again? Say that one more time. Like
it recorded on my side. I'm the one recording, so you can see me. I'm fine. The listener is good. I said, if anybody missed that, I said that I don't think that it's ever happened before, but I think this will be the first season that we see 2-9 F war players on the same team. I'd have to look. I don't think it's happened before, though. I've always looked to see if we've gotten close to it. You'd have to look at like Bonds, or even back in the day, it might be like a Ruth and Gehrig or something like that, like a Manling Gehrig type of thing. I don't think it's ever happened before, though. I think players have gotten close. I think we've seen like 7s and 8s before, but but never nines before. So we'll see how that goes. I think this is the first year that it could very well happen. With that being said, prospect talk, we asked it last time, Jacob. I know you like to cover the 66ers with myself, and you like the minor leagues as well. We talked about it. Ohapi, Neto Ohapi, consensus 1-2. Who's your number three prospect?
Yeah, for me, it'd probably go Kai Bush. I know you like him a lot. I think he's probably going to be a little bit more polished, like you said. Hopefully he makes that jump. I don't know how I know, Jared, you probably have more on it, but like how difficult the range is between AAA and the majors, and then obviously AA and the majors. Like, but I think Kai Bush's stuff has been awesome to see, like at a minor league level. So if he gets the same treatment as Silseth, that would be awesome. So see what happens.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I'm with you there. If you asked me this question in June of last year, Kai Bush was my number one prospect in the system. So I'm not going to disagree with that at all. I think me and Nate both said Chase Silseth, but I'm not going to disagree with Kai Bush, especially with the way the Angels have produced pitching over the past year and a half or so. You know, Perry and staff have done a decently good job of it. So if I had to put my money on somebody and it was between Bush and Caro or somebody like that, probably pick Bush, just because we've seen those guys make it to the major leagues and produce at the major league level. So with that being said, Nate, you know where we're going. We were talking about this off the record here. We'll bring it on the record for you guys to listen to. The Athletic came out with grades for the offseason for all 30 MLB teams. Had the Angels at a B+. They only had four teams above the Angels. Texas Rangers were one of them. Nate, go ahead and share your piece to everybody. I know they're gonna really love this one. Go ahead. Did the Angels have a B+? I know. Go ahead, take it away. I'm just gonna sit here, relax.
No, it's not a B+. Get a shortstop, dang it! It's not a B+. They need a shortstop. They need another starting pitcher for me to even give this a B+. And I'm still not excited about giving up a draft pick for Tyler Anderson. And yeah, I know you're over here rolling your eyes at me, but like that's the difference between having a great draft and an okay draft is having the money to go get another guy. And I know, there you go. Yes. Finally, he's okay with what I say. It's close. It's somewhere in the C- range for me right now, just because you don't have enough bullpen help. You still need a starting pitcher they don't have enough starting pitching depth, in my opinion. You need about 10 starting pitchers to get through a major league season. They have, you know, 6.5 guys that have big league experience and know what it's like. And we still don't know who plays shortstop. Like, yeah, Dave Fletcher could play shortstop. Yeah, Luis Rengifo could play shortstop. MLB came out with their report yesterday saying ranking the top positions in Major League Baseball. Shortstop was number one. They were the deepest position, and the Angels would rank somewhere in the 25 range at shortstop. What do you want?
Now, this question doesn't go to you because I know your answer on this already. This question will go to Jacob. Jacob, are you okay? And I'll ask the fans this as well for you guys on YouTube. Are you guys okay with, let's say, 60 games of Luis Rengifo at shortstop, you go 40 of David Fletcher, that equals 100, and then you find 60 more games from other shortstops, whether that's Urshela, whether that's Velasquez, whether that's whoever it might be. Are you okay with divvying up that shortstop in that range instead of having that everyday shortstop?
I would say I'm scared. I'd be very scared just because – one of them goes down and you're already looking at two backups already. And they've all been kind of like that bench role player type. I think Fletch might be your everyday, but like, even still, I don't like Fletch having him as a starting shortstop. I'd rather him second base and then like flip around. He's versatile. Use him as a versatile player. Like, I don't want to see him playing, you know, so many games at short so many games at second. I'd rather him play some third, some outfield. You know, worst comes to worst, put him at first base. Like use him in emergent, like use him where you see fit. If someone's banged up at left field, go put him in outfield. If you see him, or if you see your second baseman Rendifo or someone out there, like even Rendon, like needs an off day, go put him at third. Like, I just don't think that adding up, I wouldn't be comfortable with that.
That's okay. But we're okay with that happening. I know we're not, I'm not comfortable either. But
can
this
we
is
watch Rendifo play defense at shortstop before we start making comments about are we okay with this? Because Rendifo is one of the worst defensive shortstops in baseball. It's possible. Like, he does not grade out as a great defender.
Okay, I'll answer your question, Jared. No, I'm not good with it. I'd be, like I said, scared just because, and I think that's, I would think that Angels fans would be the same way because, you know, someone stubs their toe, they're out for a week. And that's been the Angels history. So I think that's Angels experience.
So you're taking Nate's side here. All right, I see how it is. You're going to make some enemies here on Talking Halos with
No, they only hate me. Jacob, you'll be fine. No problem.
I don't disagree. I've said this all offseason. I don't disagree with you. They do need an everyday shortstop, and I would have loved to have seen them. But this is also what I've been asking for, too, with David Fletcher on the roster and those type of guys, which is go out and build a team that can play everywhere. And that's what they've done. Like I said, I want an everyday shortstop, Nate. I'm with you. I think up the middle, you need guys that are playing there every day, you know, and you can work on like a right field or a left field or a third baseman and a first base. And that's not the route the Angels have really gone. But this is the next best thing for me. I think Rendifo playing, you know, 60 games, which I think he plays more than that. I think he ends up playing like 90 games at shortstop. Or something along the lines of that. I think, you know, giving some games to Urshela, who hasn't seen a lot of time there. Fletcher, who's seen a lot of time there, which I know a lot of people do like him there. I don't. I'm, like I said, I'm okay with it. Just because this is the way that I've wanted the Angels to build a team for quite some time. I've wanted them to build a pitching staff like this too, where it's like piggyback off, piggyback off, piggyback. Let guys go through, you know, four or five innings and bring in another starter. Let him go throw four innings and then you use two pitchers instead of going to the bullpen all day. So with that being said, we'll get back to grades here. They gave him a B+. Nate, you've given them a C minus at best. I'm gonna go the opposite way because I know how you are. You
well, like it C would be minus. C minus, C yeah. at best, but yes,
C minus at best for you. That's fine.
C minus, C at best. Right. C is higher than C minus, buddy.
We'll see. All right, we'll see. With that being said, Jacob, what are you grading the Angels offseason, man?
Surprisingly, I'm going to be opposite here of Nate. I'm going to go A-. I actually really liked what the Angels did this offseason. They, you know, Perry went out and got what he needed. He saw it and said, all right, everyone's complaining about what we have at depth. Let's go fill up those holes. Like, let's put – let's get almost every versatile player that we can get. And, you know, Renfro, Urshela, like, obviously I don't see them. I don't see like Urshela getting a huge amount of playing time, but you know, it's bench, it's depth. And I think that's awesome. As far as the pitching goes, I really love Tyler Anderson. I wrote about it a couple weeks ago. I think like when they first got him, I considered him like a 1B in a way because of what I think he would bring to the younger pitching rotation. Not to say Ohtani's not great. Obviously, love Ohtani. He's, you know, number one. He's going to get the opening day start. But overall, I think I've just really liked their offseason. And I think even though there's no for sure shortstop, I don't think it – I mean, it will matter. But I think at the end of the day, I think the improvements they've made should be enough to at least start contending.
Yeah, absolutely. As I look right at Nate Green, I don't disagree with you. I gave them an A-, B+ last offseason too, because of the holes they filled. You had a lot, and that's fine, Nate. They don't have
well to, for you, buddy.
No, you don't have. So here's the thing, and I think people misunderstand this. You don't have to have a good offseason to be a good team. Does that make sense? Like the Angels had, I thought the Angels had a good offseason last year. They filled holes. It wasn't the right guys, but you put out a team. Like you look at the holes they had to fill last offseason. Look at how many holes did they have to fill last offseason? They almost had to fill an entire roster. It felt like last offseason. They went out and got two pitchers. They went out and got two bullpen
themselves.
They went out and got four pitchers, which is what everybody wanted last offseason. Pitching, pitching, pitching. Angels had one of the best pitching staffs in baseball last year. You look at and the bullpen was whatever. It wasn't very good at all by any means. And they didn't go and prove that this offseason. They've gotten deeper and they've gotten they have some pieces in the farm system which seem interesting when it comes to the bullpen. I don't understand really what Perry's doing in the bullpen, to be completely honest with you, because I feel like I do understand a lot of things when it comes to the pitching side of things. That's one place I'm not quite sure what's going on there. But you look at what everybody wanted this offseason, and it was exactly what killed the Angels last season, which was depth, right? Which was depth. And if one of those three big guys go out, Ohtani, Trout, or Rendon, the season is over. And that's what happened last season. They lost Rendon. It was like, oh shit, like this is not good for the Angels at all. Trout goes down for a long period of time. It's like, oh man, this is even worse. You know, so you have Ohtani in the lineup by himself, and you have Taylor Ward who's playing out of his mind. Walsh goes down, Fletcher goes down. Andrew Velasquez is playing shortstop, which you hate. And I'm fine, and that's fine with me. I don't like Andrew Velasquez playing shortstop on a daily basis either. But right now, Andrew Velasquez how many injuries have to happen for Andrew Velasquez to be the everyday starting shortstop? Nate, I know you think it's very quickly.
One, maybe two. Like Gio Urshela has played what, six games there?
I'll take anybody on the.
But Gio Urshela hasn't played shortstop, and without the shift, we really don't know how good he's going to be at shortstop. Brandon Drury hasn't played shortstop ever. So there goes two of the guys. Luis Rengifo, we really don't know what he is at shortstop. Like, he was not good in the minor leagues defensively. He was okay at second base this year, not great. Actually, I think he was better at third base than he was at second base, but we don't know. And again, with Fletcher, it's like excite anyone.
You went out and did what you needed to do this offseason, just like they went out and did what they needed to do last offseason. They went out and did pitching, pitching, pitching. They spent $1.75 million on hitting last year during the offseason. You know who that was?
Kurt Suzuki.
What?
Matt Duffy got $1 million last year.
Fine. They spent $2.75 million then. That's fine. They spent on Matt Duffy and Kurt Suzuki this offseason. What was their main need? They needed to get deeper. Now if Mike Trout or now if Anthony Rendon and now if Shohei Ohtani, the hitter, gets hurt, They have some pieces that can fill that gap for a little while, not for half the season by any means, but if they need to go on a 15-day DL, if they have, you know, a 30-game stretch out for a month or something like that, the Angels won't completely lose it like they did this last season. So I don't know if I agree with a B+ looking at the players, because they didn't go get the primary need at shortstop, but they filled all the holes and they got deeper. So I'm not going to ever complain about a B+. Nate, I know I'm not going to change your mind.
They didn't fill the starting pitching need in the reliever. Like, they still only have five for sure starting pitchers.
Yes, I will say that. Like the rotation depth is not where it should be right now. They need one more pitcher plus some more like major league depth. I feel like they're going to get another pitcher.
I would like one more starting pitcher and one more major league depth piece who signs a minor league deal. That would make me happy on the pitching side.
No, and I agree with you there. I think they're a pitcher or two away from actually, like, you know, having a really good offseason. So, Jacob, I see you're nodding your head there. Are you agreeing with me on this at least?
Yeah. Like you said, I think the rotation is going to be like kind of not the biggest question mark, but I think going to be another worry besides shortstop. And I think that's good to see, though, because there's, you know, other teams have a lot more question marks. If it kind of hate to bring them up, but like the Dodgers, I feel like have more question marks than the Angels would possibly, just because like they have unproven guys that are going to go out there at, I believe, third base and second base who haven't seen a whole lot of time. And then, you know, they have like Gavin Lux. So it's like I think they have more question marks there. And if you look at the Angels, okay, pitching, I think, you know, you can kind of manage it right now. Get another pitcher. It's not going to be the end of the world. It's not like, you know, they're going to be too worried about it. And then, of course, shortstop. That's your biggest question mark. So as far as, you know, the holes, I think having, you know, less holes is definitely better.
Contend until July and find a piece or two in July when it comes down to it. Nate, I know you don't like that, but that's what you got to do again this offseason. Like if you're gonna
wait till July, then why did you just go get the holes now? Like part of the guy, like the guy who's gonna be probably not available in July is Ahmed Rosario, right? That is a big need for the Angels right now as a shortstop. In July, Cleveland most likely is in it, right? Let's say
they have guys
with the amount of teams. With the amount of teams that make the playoffs, Cleveland's probably going to have a chance to be in the running to make the playoffs, unless Jose Ramirez goes down, Shane Bieber goes down, all these guys get hurt. Yeah, then they're probably not in it. But Ahmed Rosario, probably not available if he's playing at least what he did last year, right? Yeah. Most likely.
I mean, they have pieces there that can go play.
But if you're winning the division, you don't trade away your starting shortstop.
When you have depth like that, you do. We've seen teams do it before in the past. In fact, the Indians, I feel like, have done it, you know?
In the offseason, sure. But not in the regular season. Like, those teams aren't getting rid of guys in July. Those teams are getting rid of guys right now to shed salary so that way, you know, they can be built for 2, 3, 4, 5 years from now, which, you know, I'm not a huge fan of the way they do things, but they're not going to be like, oh man, we're in first place in the last week of July. Let's trade our starting shortstop and hope we get better. Like, it's just not going to happen. So why are you going to wait till July to go fix the problem?
They would get better though. That's the thing. Like, I'm just saying, like, you bring up Cleveland. It might not be that way for everybody, but like we talked about it, Cleveland, the Dodgers, Tampa Bay. Tampa Bay traded Adames away during the season and still made it to the playoffs that year. Did they not?
Yeah, but they also had the number one prospect in baseball who was coming up. Like, the exceptions to the rules, obviously, with Willie Adames. But they also were trying to trade Willie Adames the entire season, right? Like, they started trying to trade
trading. They tried trading Rosario this offseason too. So,
yeah, but was Willie Adames traded at the deadline?
Early.
I think he was traded really, really early. Like, yeah, right after the Super 2, he was traded, yeah, if I remember correctly.
It was early. So,
that's not waiting till July.
No, you're not wrong. Like I said, good teams make those good trades in July. So, Nate, Jacob, you got any final thoughts before I let everybody go? Jacob, I'll start with you and throw everything out there too, where everybody can find you,
go to Jacob.
That's fine. You don't got to talk to me anymore. That's cool. Jacob, what do you got? Where can we find all your work, all that fun stuff?
Yeah. Again, you can find me on Twitter @_JacobCisneros, my name. You can find all my work at Halo Hangout as well as Student Union Sports.
Go follow him. Next big thing when it comes to Angels baseball. Nate, did you look up the Willie Adames trade? It looked like you were looking something up. No. All right. From all of us here at Talking Halos, thank you so much for listening. You can follow myself on Twitter, @Jared_Tim's, Nate @NateGreen34. Guys, thank you so much for listening. Have a great rest of your day.